对神的态度。
Everybody has the own attitude towards God.
对最聚会的态度。
And the attitude towards service.
对奉献金钱的态度。
And the attitude towards offering to God.
这个要先有。
First, we must have all these things.
不然那其他也都不用讲。
If we without this, we don't need to talk about anything else.
如果一个教会大家对聚会啊都不认真。
If in a church, people are not serious about service.
崇拜的时候不进会堂。
At the time of service, they don't come into chapel.
在外面聊天喝茶。
They just staying outside and chat and have a tea.
坐在会堂也在聊天。
Or even sitting in the chapel and still chatting with people around you.
这代表信仰这个祭坛破裂了。
That it's saying that the altar is broken.
如果一个教会。
However, if a church.
大家赚到钱都不舍得奉献。
When people they make money but they are not willing to offer to God,
连最基本的十分之一都没有做。
Even the basic offering of tithe not willing to do.
不要说买什么会堂了，那个很难。
So we don't need to talk about buying another church.
如果一个教会
very difficult. However, if a church
安排煮饭、安排打扫，大家都不愿意。
If a church when church assign people to do cooking or to do cleaning, no one's willing.
都是别人来做，我不要做。
We don't want to do it. Only other people's doing it.
那不要说买会堂，不要说建堂了。
Then we don't need to talk about buying another church.
自己都没有先把自己献给神。
Because if we are not willing to offer ourselves to God.
你要自己每一个人先把自己献给神。
Well, every one of us, we need to be willing to offer up ourselves.
烛坛先把自己的礼物献上给神。
We must build an altar to offer up to God.
才有资格说求神的恩典帮助我们建殿。
Only then we can ask God for His guidance to rebuild the temple.
昨天我们也讲，我们看回来这个第三章。
Now let's look back to chapter 3.
第三节
verse 3.
他们在原有的根基上筑坛。
That they build on its original foundation.
这个观念很重要。
It's a very important concept.
我们一直强调。
We emphasize it a lot.
建殿要在原来的根基上面。
To build a temple, it must be built on its foundation.
教会要建立在真理的根基上面。
The church must build upon the true pillar of truth.
真理的根基是什么呢？
What are the pillars of truth?
这是主耶稣基督。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
你不用立新的根基。
We don't need to find a new foundation.
使徒时代他们所有的道理。所传的道理就是真理的根基。
The teachings that are preached by the apostles during the apostolic church are our foundation of truth.
末世的真教会，主耶稣来之前，就是要用同样的根基，同样的真理来传。
So during the end time before Lord Jesus came, we must preach the same thing.
我们看希伯来书第六章。
Let's turn to Book of Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1.
第六章的第一节。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1.
希伯来第六章第一节
Book of Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端竭力进入完全的地步不必再立根基正如那奥会使行信靠神各样洗礼按手之礼使人复活以及永远的审判等教训神若许我们我们必如此行这里希伯来书的作者、鼓励当时的教会
Here, the author of the book of Hebrews encouraged the church at that time.
我们信主那么久了，就应该离开道理的开端。
That since we believe in the Lord Jesus for such a long time, we should be leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ.
注意啊，这里不是叫你离开道理啊，而是叫你离开道理的开端啊。
Here is not asking us to leave the principle, but rather asking us to leave the elementary principle of the Christ.
什么叫道理的开端呢？
What's the elementary principle?
就是道理的根基。
Which is the foundation of the teachings.
我们如果画一块大石头，这个石头就是根基的话。
If we draw the big rock, and let's say this rock is the foundation.
圣经说啊，这块大石头根基啊，就是主耶稣。
And the Bible tells us that this rock, this foundation is Lord Jesus Christ.
圣殿就是一个教会。
And the temple is representing church today.
主耶稣的身体。
With the body of Christ.
教会一定是建立这块最大的石头根基上面。
The church must be built upon this foundation.
那这块真根基，主耶稣基督有什么道理呢？
So what's the teaching regarding this foundation?
圣经里面讲得很清楚。
The Bible makes it very clear.
比如说洗礼。
For example, water baptism.
洗礼跟得救有关。
Water baptism is related to salvation.
洗礼呢，就是主耶稣的宝血。
Water baptism it's about Lord Jesus' blood.
这个就是很重要。
And this is very important. Also Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is Spirit of God. During the apostolic church, the people must be able to speak in tongue as a sign of receiving the Holy Spirit. When they first time receive the Holy Spirit, they speak in tongue. It was very clear, there's no need to debate. When people receive the Holy Spirit, they speak in tongue, and other people can see and can know it. And also another foundation is that it's foot washing. That our Lord Jesus, He washed His disciples' feet. So that the disciples can have part with Lord Jesus. And this is something that's been done at the apostolic church. And later on, the church, they astray from the truth, they change it. So when the church changed, and they proclaim that when they having the Holy Spirit, they don't need to speak in
tongues.
So later on, they also change it that they don't view the water baptism as so important. They only just need to sprinkle on people. Also, regarding Sabbath, when Lord Jesus was on earth, He also observed the Sabbath. The apostles, they observed the Sabbath. Because Sabbath is Lord's day. Jesus told us that Son of Man is the Lord of Sabbath. Today belongs to me. I can tell you how to observe it. So today, the Sabbath day is the day of the Lord. You cannot find anywhere in the Bible tell us to observe Sunday. It's later on changed by the Catholic Church. However, this is not so in the Bible. And also Holy Communion. Holy Communion, it's talking about Lord's body. How do we partake Holy Communion? What kind of materials we should use? How should we partake them? What kind of effect? Only after we partake the Lord's body will have eternal life. So we see all these are related to Lord Jesus Christ. That's Lord Jesus' blood, Lord Jesus' spirit. Lord's rest, Lord's day. In the end, we'll enter into eternal rest. If we don't observe the Sabbath, we will not receive the eternal rest. The Lord's body, which is related to the Holy Communion, if we don't partake them, we will not receive salvation later on. So these are the foundations that have been built at during the apostolic church. Even though in the Bible it didn't directly tell us there are five doctrines, but that's what Bible was talking about. That's what it was talking about Lord Jesus Christ. So in the end time, when we try to rebuild the true church, we don't need to give a new teaching. We don't need to have any new findings. We just do according to what they did in earlier time. What they believed before, we believe also right now. How they asked for Holy Spirit in the earlier time, we do it in the same way. We don't need to build a new foundation. If other people telling us he has new findings, we don't need to listen to them. Well, if you have a different view on the foundations, you can start your own church because this is not how TJC believes. Anybody freely to come and freely to go.
但是这个所成的教会呢, 就是
However, this church which belongs to God has this foundation which will never change.
所以第六章希伯来书第六章不必另立根基，也不可以另立根基。
So that's why in Hebrews chapter 6 tells us that we don't need to start a new foundation.
就像说第六章第一节说，哎呀，像那个悔改啊。
For example, in the verse 1 saying regarding the repentance,
当然要信耶稣之前要先悔改啊,
of course, before we believe in God, we have to repent.
信靠神啊,
we have to rely on God.
各种洗礼啊,
so that's what water baptism and the Holy Spirit
还有,
is talking about.
啊, 死人复活啊, 以后永远的审判, 这都是最基本的。
Also, the eternal judgment, these are all the basic doctrines, teachings.
加起来, 这十大线条, 里面都讲得很清楚了。
So, if include all of these things, everything actually was included in our 10 basic beliefs.
今天我们每一个信徒对道理的根基啊，要非常的扎实。
So today, every one of us, all the members, we must have this firm foundation in our basic belief.
不然呢，我们没有办法重建圣殿。Otherwise,
we will not be able to rebuild the church.
好，那再看回来以斯拉记。
Now let's look back to Book of Ezra.
他们在原有的根基上面。
That on its original foundation.
但是呢，他们还没有完成这个根基。
However, the foundation was yet complete.
好，那么他们在工作。
And they were working.
他们在第八节，三章第八节说，第二年的第二个月。
In chapter 3, verse 8, it says that in the second month of the second year.
然后呢，他们就开始建造了。
They begin the process of building.
就是做那个根基啊。
That they are laying down the foundation.
他们花了很多时间做那个根基。
They spent a long time laying down the foundation.
啊，那么他们派20岁以外的利未人去监工。
So they sent people above 20 years old to start work.
我觉得这一节告诉我们年轻教会里面或是圣工里面年轻人的重要。
This verse tells us the youth, the importance of youth in the church.
其实20岁以上就是成年人了，不是真的是很年轻的小孩子。
When a person that's above 20 years old, that means that person is an adult, no longer a kid.
放手让那些20岁以上的利未人去督工。
And they allowing those above 20 years to oversee the work.
当然有一些大祭司，有一些
Of course, there are still leaders behind it to lead them, to guide them. However, they also need to let go and let them do the work.
一方面愿意放手,
well, on one hand, they are willing to let go.
一方面呢,要愿意承担责任,
on the other hand, they are willing to take up the responsibility.
这是一个教会今天会兴旺的两个关键。
That's the two very important factors how the church will prosper.
有一些教会啊, 领导的, 带领者啊,
In some churches, leaders they are not willing to let go.
明明都那些年轻人都长大，都成年了，都工作了，他们说，哎呀，他们是孩子，不懂。
Even when the youths they are having jobs, they having kids, but the leaders still say no, they still a kid, they are not willing to pass down the responsibility.
不愿意把一些重要的工作交给他们。
The leaders not willing to give the youth the important work.
永远觉得他们都是小孩子。
In their mind. Those youth are always a kid.
没有错，他小的时候你教过他。
Yes, when they are young, you taught them before.
但是人家现在已经不是小孩了，20岁以上了。
But now, they have grown up. They are no longer a kid. We entrust the work to them.
另外一方面呢，有一些地方的教会的那些年轻人说，我是小孩子，你不要排我，就这样。
And also in other churches, some youth would say that, oh, I'm only a kid, don't assign me any work.
都20岁以上了。
You're already above 20 years old. They still saying that, oh, I'm only a kid, don't assign me any work.
真的我有看过，都当负责人了，都还说，哎呀，那些大人做什么，我说我们不能做什么。
So I've witnessed myself that I've seen some church board members saying, oh, I only listen to so and so.
为什么这样？因为大人长期不放手，长辈长期不放手。
So why so? Because senior leaders, they are not willing to let go.
年轻人就有一种被动的心态啊，叫依赖的心态啊。
That's why the youth have this reliance heart.
另外一种呢，就是年轻人的心态呢，就是说，我不想负责任。
Also, some youth, they don't want to take up responsibility.
让那些老的去做就可以了。
Just let the senior people to do it.
这种教会不会发展。
If church like this, it won't prosper.
我去英国。
Why go to UK?
我发觉英国的年轻人跟我们北美洲年轻人很不一样。
I find the youth in the UK are very different from ours.
英国的年轻人啊，礼拜五晚上都要去帮爸爸妈妈那个 take away 啊，那个外卖店去上班了。
So the youth in the UK on a Friday night, they have to help their parents to handle the takeouts.
在那边帮忙接单子啊，帮忙炒啊，
the
帮忙送餐啊。
They have to cook in their parents' shop, and they have to deliver them.
他们来到教会了，也是帮忙很多事情。
And when they go to their church, they have to help out or not.
甚至现在我看到很多 young couple 啊，就是年轻夫妻啊，生了个 baby， 但是呢，教会要煮饭，他们也去帮忙煮饭。
Even though some youth, when they have a young baby, they still help out cooking in the church.
他们不会说啊，生了一个 baby 了，哇，那就所有生工作都推掉了。哦，我的工作就是带孩子。他们不是这样子。
They wouldn't push away all the holy work just because they have a newborn baby.
当然，如果你生了三个啊，哎。
Of course, if you have three,
可以暂时休息好几年。You
can take a
双胞胎的话，更要休息多几年。You
can take a couple of years of break.
但是才生一个。
However, if you only have one baby,
两父母这么大，有时候阿公阿妈也在带，哇，有时候四五个人围着一个。
You have like four, five people surround that baby.
然后什么圣工都推掉。
And you still push away all the holy work.
我很忙啊，你不要排我。
I'm very busy. Don't schedule me anything.
或者我来吃饭可以，你不要排我煮饭。
I can come to eat, but don't schedule me to cook.
吃完饭我还要打包明天的 lunch.
After I eat, I still need to pack for tomorrow's lunch.
这样的教会呢就不会发展。
So if church is like this, the church will never grow.
年轻人呢没有这种使命感。
Because the youth doesn't have a sense of mission.
年轻人20岁以上就应该有使命感。
When a youth is above 20 years old, they should have a sense of mission.
长辈们看到孩子啊，年轻人20岁以上，就慢慢把工作交给他们。
And the leaders in the church, when you see a youth that's above 20 years old, you should gradually hand out some work to them.
两代一起来做。
So that two generations can work together.
然后他们就是把这个根基啊慢慢要立起来。
So that's how they started to lay the foundation.
第十节。
Verse 10.
这个丈人呢立神殿的根基的时候呢，祭司啊，这个祭司在那边很关键的作用。
So when the builders laid the foundations, the priests were there.
祭司其实一直在那边。
Priests were always there.
给那个精神上的属灵上的带领。
They give their spiritual. They need in a spiritual way.
我们不能说啊，祭司都不管行政。
We cannot say that oh, priests should not manage any administrative work.
其实祭司就是管立位人。
Actually, the priests they are in charge of the Levites.
立位人就是管那个中间的根基。
And the Levites they are in charge of the foundation.
那属灵的带领啊。
The spiritual leading.
今天教会不能走行政带领。
Today our church must not just do administrative work.
我们今天有时候在外面的学问多了，看外面的政府运作啊，外面的 business 在运作啊，我们都强调行政上的带领。
Today we receive a lot of education and we learn lots of different ways to administer organize company.
这些吃饭的事情，这些行政的事情，这些排表的事情，哎呀，传道你不要过问了。
The scheduling, the cooking schedule or service schedule, or preacher, you don't need to worry about it.
不要过问了，你们祷告读经就好了。
Because you guys don't need to worry about it. You guys just need to focus on prayer and reading the Bible.
其实圣经没有这种观念。
However, in the Bible, it doesn't have this notion.
关键的重建圣殿都是祭司立位人在带领。
This rebuilding the temple actually was led by the Levites and the priests.
当然要怎么样盖啊，那些行政上当然有一些人在协助。
Of course, in terms of all the coordinations, there are people helping out.
你看，丈人立根基的时候，祭司要去出来。
When the, here says, when the builders laid the foundation, the priests were standing there.
穿礼服。
They were having their apparel.
唱诗赞美神。
And they were singing hymns to praise God.
这可以让我们看到啊，建殿的根基也是在大家唱诗赞美神的时候立下去的。
So we see that when people are laying the foundation, it's they also praising God and singing hymns.
今天我们赞美的时间太少。
Today we spend too less time to praise God.
争论的时间很多。
We have too much time spent on discussion.
开会的时候很长。
We have long meetings.
吵架的时候也不少。
And we also have a lot of disputes.
赞美的时间很少。
We have too few time on praising God.
都是讲你的意见，我的意见，哪里的不同，我的不同，然后就闹意见。
We just talk about different opinions.
我们就跟着祭司，跟着神的带领。
What we should do is we should follow God's direction.
唱诗赞美神，把那个根基立下去。
We should praise God and put out the foundation.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
你可以想象当时是多开心的一个情景。
We can imagine how happy they must have been.
彼此唱和赞美，称谢耶和华。
They sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to the Lord.
本为善，他向以色列人永远慈爱。
For he is good, his mercy endures forever toward Israel. Then all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. They were praising God. Even though in the past 70 years, they lived a bitter life.
被羞辱, 没有圣殿, 亡了国家,
they were ashamed, they didn't have their own country.
但是他们知道,
However, they knew at that time it was the mercy of God.
神把我爱的东西收去,
that even God took away something that I loved the very most, but it's out of God's love.
神让我受苦,
God allowed me to suffer, it's out of His love. Now, here God gave me one more chance.
如果你曾经迷失，现在神给你机会回来，你要把握，你不要再迷失。
If you were once lost, but now let God allow you to come back, we should grab on to this opportunity.
他们感觉神太爱我了，给我再一次的机会回来。They
feel so much love from God that they are able to come back again.
有一句话，哪里跌倒哪里爬起来。
They're saying that where you fell, you should stand up in the same spot.
根基哪里被破坏，就从哪里重建。
So where the foundation was broken, they have to rebuild it.
所以他们在这个欢呼赞美唱诗当中呢，把神殿的根基立下去了。So
while they were praising and giving thanks to God, they laid down the foundation.
你的根基有没有立好？
Today, do we lay well our foundation?
你对真教会的，所以从神来的启示的信仰有没有非常坚定坚信？
Do we have firm belief on the teachings, on the doctrines that God had revealed to us?
神的真教会有没有绝对的信心？
Do we have absolute faith in the true church?
你的根基是立好了吗？
Is our foundation laid well?
12节,
Verse 12.
然而有许多祭司立位人族长看见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见立这殿的根基，便大声呼号，又许多人大声欢呼。 所以记载当时有两种的声音。
Here I recall there are two types of sound.
一种是老人的声音。
First is the voice from the old man.
老人看到这一幕，从立圣殿的根基啊，这样哭起来了。
When old man see that the foundation is being laid, they start to cry.
老年人呢，就是以前看过圣殿的。
The old man are those people, they saw the old temple before.
记不记得巴比伦是哪一年是灭犹大呢？
We remember which year the Babylon destroyed Judah, destroyed Judah.
考试，如果你六十岁以上，就记这个日期，就考试就过了。
If you are above 60 years old, you just do no list, you will pass the test.
几年呢？
Which year?
586.
It's 586 BC.
现在回去正殿的大概是536。
Now when they returned return, the first return is about year 536.
那中间呢，只是过了50年而已。
So in between, it's about 50 years. Of course, the first exile was much earlier, so everything add up would be about 70 years. So when the time you exile, it's about 10 years old.
那你还有命, 还活着,那现在回来重建圣殿了,加50,你才60几而已。
So if you were still alive back then, when you came back, you'll be about 60 years old.
有一些老人家,他们对以前的圣殿很有记忆,觉得以前的圣殿非常大,非常漂亮。
So the old man still remember the old temple, how it looks like.
为什么他们会哭呢?
So how come here it says they cry?
有两个原因呢,可能是。Probably
they are due to the following two reasons.
第一,就是太感动了,太感极神了,也是太感叹了。
First, they must feel so much thankful to God.
就好像你离开乡下几十年没有办法回去，终于可以回去了，哇，你当然是很感动。
Just like how you, when you left your town at your young age, and when you returned, you must be very touched.
神给你那么多的恩典，你当然感动会哭啊。
When God gives you so much grace, you'll be touched to the point where you will drop your tears.
你会哭，就是老人家会哭，就是因为他们记得以前的圣殿那么大。 现在我们重建的根基啊，才那么一点点。
The second reason, and they cry probably because before the temple was so big, so nice, so glorious, but now the temple seems to be so small.
老人家想的会比较多。
The old people, they tend to think more.
也比较会感性。
They are more emotional.
还想到要盖这个殿啊，还不晓得弄多久。
And they may think about, they're not sure how long it will take to rebuild
the temple. 盖起来啊，可能怎么也不可能跟所罗门那个时代的比。
Even though it's been built, rebuilt, it cannot be compared to the Solomon's time.
所以呢，就哭了。And
that's why, and they cried.
老玩家哭啊，那种眼泪啊，这不是一般的眼泪，就是很感叹，很有感情的眼泪。
When the old people, when they cried with much emotion.
但是年轻人就不哭了。
However, young people, they didn't cry.
年轻人呢，他们是被掳之后才出生的，也从来没有看过以前的圣殿，也不知道以前的日子，只是觉得回去好高兴啊，可以离根基了，多好，终于可以离根基了。
So for the young people, they probably born after they exiled, and when they return, they probably feel very joyful because they never seen the old temple before.
第十三节啊，这里说哇，百姓啊都不能分辨谁在哭，谁在笑啊，谁在欢呼啊，都混在一起了。
And then in verse 13, it recalls that people couldn't tell who is crying and who is laughing because everything, all the sound are mixing together.
很多声音传到远处.
It's just lots of sound that can be heard far off.
其实这也让我们看到两代工人之间，有时候他那个观感、想法、感觉不太一样。
Here it tells us that in two generations, people probably they think differently.
同一件事情，有人哭，有人大声呼喊。
In same matter, one type of people they quiet or not.
但是没有关系。
However, it's okay.
我们是目标是一致的。
And they have the same goal.
你经验不一样。
They may have different experience.
但是呢，我们都是为了神。
But what they did is all for God.
就是在那么震撼、那么感动的情况之下呢，终于把殿的根基立好了。
So under that very touching moment, they were able to lay the foundation. This was not an easy task.
70年,
70 years.
过后, 5万人,
70 years passed.
5万人啊,
50,000 people.
1,600公里,
16,000 kilometers.
回到一个本来是自己的地方，现在被别人管辖了。
And return to a place which will belong to them, but now it's under other people's reign.
重新把这个殿的根基打好。That
they rebuild this foundation.
那第四章呢，就看到他们马上遇到困难了。And
in chapter 4, immediately we see that they encounter the opposition.
往往啊，这一个非常发展荣耀正面的一件事情发生之后呢，接下来的可能就是困难跟负面的事情。
Often went a very good thing is about just happened. The bad thing will came right after.
为什么呢?
Why?
魔鬼一直在阻挡神的工作。
Because the devil is always trying to oppose the work of God.
我们知道有神的灵工啊，属灵的工啊，就有魔鬼的工作。
We know that wherever the spirit of God tries to work, there is also the work of the devil.
魔鬼的工作是不同的时代有不同的表现。
The work of devil in different times, it has a different
manifestation.
In chapter 4, we can see that the enemies, they were using four types of ways to attack God's work.
所以呢，今天这四种方法魔鬼也是一样的用。These
four ways the devil uses the same way.
我们要小心，先了解魔鬼的方法。So
first of all, we need to understand a devil's scheme.
今天我们要重建属灵的殿，也是遇到这四个阻挡。Today,
when we try to rebuild this spiritual temple, we will also encounter these four types of oppositions.
第一种，就是道理上、信仰上的混乱。First
is the chaotic. In the teachings of God.
我们看第四章, 第一节,
Chapter 4, verse 1.
犹大便雅悯的敌人听说被掳归回的人为耶和华以色列的神建造殿宇，就去见所罗巴伯和以色列的族长，对他们说：“请容我们与你们一同建造，因为我们寻求你们的神，与你们一样。自从亚述王以撒哈顿带我们上来这地以来，我们常祭祀神。”这是记载的第一种阻挡。 敌人呢，就是那种从外面被亚述王带到以色列地的那些外邦人。So
here the first type of enemy is someone that's been brought outside by the Assyria to this place.
他们可能就是撒玛利亚人呢，所谓的。And
they could be the Samaritans.
他们是本来是外面的。
They originally live outside.
那被亚述王强迫。 住到巴勒斯坦地。
However, they were forced to live in the land of Pakistan.
他们把外边的神带来。
They brought in their own God.
但是他们也拜耶和华。
However, at the same time, they also worship the Lord God.
因为很多外邦人都是多神教的。
We know that most of Gentiles they worship multiple gods.
其实呢，他们信仰很不纯。
And their faith is not pure.
也不是真心的拜耶和华。
They are not truly worshiping the Lord God.
甚至他们讨厌犹太人。
They even hate Jews.
他们觉得犹太人要回来啊，就是要跟我们抢地方。
And they feel that when the Jews came back, they tried to grab their land.
如果现在犹太人可以盖了成圣殿了，以后我们就惨了。
And they probably think that if the Jews are able to rebuild the temple, they will be in big trouble.
所以啊，现在我们要阻挡他们。
That's why they try to oppose the Jews.
阻挡第一种方法就是要渗透进去。
So the first way to oppose them is try to get into them.
然后就跟所罗巴巴说。
And they said to Zerubbabel.
你看，我们可以一起合作吧。
Oh, why can we can work together?
为什么呢？
Why?
你拜神，我也拜神啊。
Because you worship God, so am I.
啊，我们也是拜这个耶和华。
We also worship Lord God.
那我们来合作，来一起来建殿，好不好？
Let's work together to rebuild this temple together.
表面上都是好像很好听。
So on the surface, everything sounds very nice.
他强调我们的一样。
He first of all he emphasized that we are the same.
其实不一样。
But in actual fact, they are different.
如果你跟他一起合作，你就被他渗透，你就被他破坏了。
Because if you work with them, you will be destroyed by them.
你就要改变自己，你可能跟他妥协了。
Because we might need to compromise for them.
因为他一掺进来，你就要跟他合作了。
Because when we work together with them,
以后圣殿要怎么盖，或要放什么，他们也要掺一脚。
And later on, the decisions that we made, they will have a say too.
那今天对我们重建圣殿来说呢？
So today, when we try to rebuild the temple,
魔鬼要阻挡。神的道真道，他也是用渗透，还有是妥协。
When the devil tried to defeat us, he also tried to want us to make a compromise.
真耶稣教会开始的使命啊，我们刚刚讲过的是要复兴使徒时代破坏的教会。
We know that the mission of our church is to revive the apostolic church.
那我们早期的使命很清楚的。
In our early time, our mission was very clear.
我们叫万国更正教。
We called ourselves
万国就是很多 nations 啊，更正就是要 correct， 就是要改正别人的。
We call a church that try to change all other
to correct
other denominations.
不是说我们骄傲啊。
It's not that we are proud.
我们是说大家要回归的圣经，使徒是要怎么教会，我们怎么做。
We want to do everything according to the Bible.
啊，比如说，大家讲洗礼一定要发水洗活水。
For example, the water baptism.
一定要的，不可以没有妥协的。
We want to make sure it's been done in the living water.
圣灵呢，一定要说方言的。
And the Holy Spirit and people must be able to speak in tongue.
不可以守礼拜天，一定要回来守安息。
We cannot observe the Sunday. We must keep the Sabbath.
啊，这个都是一定要回到真理的。
So all of this need to return to the truth.
所以是很明显是不跟其他教基督教派啊，就是格格不入，就不一样。
So it was very clear that we are different from other churches.
一定要归回神。
We must return to God.
但是呢，末世魔鬼的工作很犀利。
However, in the end time, the work of devil are very sharp.
啊，慢慢啊，你会发觉有一种想法，说哎呀，不要强调跟别人不一样啊。
They will realize that they will have this kind of thinking that we don't need to be different from other people.
你意思说跟别人不一样，你意思要更正别人，人家会不舒服啊。
When we try to be different, other people wouldn't feel good.
啊，说你不要说你是得救了，唯一得救的教会。你不要说，有一些人说，你不要说你是唯一的教会。
Other people say we shouldn't say that we are the only true church.
大家都得救，大家都信耶稣。
Everybody believe in Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody should be saved.
我曾经去到一个教会。
Once I went to this church.
讲完道理之后。
After I gave a sermon.
也是讲独一的真教会，主耶稣的根基啊，这些。
I was talking about one true church and about the foundation.
有一个执事就跟我讲。
And then one of the deacons came to me.
哎呀，传道的不要讲这些。
He told me that preacher don't talk about this thing.
不要讲唯一得救的道理。
Don't talk about one true church.
你怎么知道别人不能得救呢？
How are you sure that other church won't be saved?
是这个执事啊。
He was a deacon.
啊， 是我们真耶稣教会的指示、啊、
有时候 deacon from our true Jesus church、
哎、他们不知道真教会起初的使命就是更正错误的道理，才能回到真理，才有办法得救啊。
And they forgot that our initial mission was to correct all the other churches so that everybody can be back to the Bible.
你道理不纯哦，你再有爱心啊，再热心侍奉，也不能得救。
If our teaching is not pure, it's not according to the truth, it doesn't matter how much you love.
但是末世的时候
，how much enough you have, you won't be saved.
末世了会有这种想法，就是妥协，跟大家一样，跟别人合作。
But in the end time, we'll often hear people want us to compromise to work with other people.
啊，有一些人说，哎呀，我们教会写的书啊很好，但是你写真耶稣教会的就没人买了。
People often say that the church published by our church are pretty good. But if you put on the name of Jesus Church, nobody would like to buy it.
把耶稣教会的名字拿走，什么什么书房，什么什么基金会出去哦，可能都会总会买。
If we remove the Jesus Church from the cover of the book, then lots of church will buy them.
哎，这样好像很好啊。
It sounds very nice.
其实是不好。
Actually, it's not.
我们不用怕别人说我们教会什么。
We shouldn't be afraid of other people's accusations.
网上也是有人在骂我们的。
On the internet, there are also people accuse us.
说我们是异端啊，什么啊
？It says that we are heresies.
没有关系的，别人骂没有关系。我们真耶稣教会早期就是常常被人骂，但是呢，圣灵大动工。
It's okay what other people said. You know what? In the early church, our church was also accused by the other people the same way. But Holy Spirit really helped us.
因为我们有真理。
Because we have the truth.
有圣灵。
We have Holy Spirit.
别人怎么讲，我们不用怕。
We shouldn't be afraid of other people talking about us.
站立得住了。
As long as we can stand firm.
但是有时候你要为了要讨好别人呢，模糊自己。
But sometimes we try to please other people and we make compromise.
哎呀，不要讲的那么明显。
We say let's not make it so clear.
这样子呢，就慢慢的就被同化了，被妥协就不好了。
So it won't be good if we compromise in our faith.
圣经也是圣经上面是这样讲。
So it's the same way this Bible tells us.
我们看这个马太福音第十三章。
Let's look at Book of Matthew chapter 13.
这耶稣一个撒种的比喻里面呢，有一段是值得我们来想的。
In the parable of the seed, Jesus told us something that's worth to think about.
刚刚我们所讲的是外面的人对我们的看法。
Just now we talk about how the outsiders view us.
那里面的呢？
What about the people from inside?
魔鬼会怎么破坏神的重建圣殿的功呢？
How did the devil is go? How devil try to broke the work in the church?
13章24节。
Chapter 13, verse 24.
主耶稣又说比喻对他们说，天国好像人撒好种在田里，及至人睡觉的时候，有仇敌来将稗子撒在麦子里就走了。26。到长苗吐穗的时候，稗子也显出来。这是主耶稣讲了稗子的比喻。
And this is the parable of the wheat and the tares.
那这个天国啊，就是神的教会。
And this kingdom of heaven is the church of God.
神在这边撒好种。
That God already sowed good seed,
就是真理，根基主耶稣基督。
Which is the foundation, the truth.
但是在人睡觉的时候呢
？However, when man is asleep,
或是教会软弱的时候
，when the church is at weak,
或是我们自己不警醒的时候
，when we are not alarmed,
那个仇敌就是魔鬼。
The enemy is talking about the devil.
就会将一些错误的道理
，they will put the false teachings,
错误的想法
，the false thinking,
错误的观念
，the false concepts,
会放在我们的心里。
You put into our head,
或是放在教会的时
候 or put into the church.
这样子呢，就是稗子，它跟麦子本来是长得很像。
So the wheat and the tares they look alike.
我们加拿大很多路边的高速公路旁边啊，公园啊，都有很多，也没有看过那种稗子啊，长起来很像小麦啊。
So I'm not sure if you noticed that in Canada on the highway on the low side you see a lot of tares they look like wheat.
他们长得根本好像很像。
When they grow up, they look very similar.
那其实生命里面是完全不同的东西。
However, inside of it, they are very different.
但是魔鬼就是用方法。
However, that's the way of the devil.
在麦田里面撒稗子。
That they sow the seed of tares in the field of wheat.
他会引诱人。
They try to tempt people.
他会迷惑人。
They try to trick people.
谁骄傲了？
Whatever is pride,
谁对真理不顺服的心
，whatever doesn't submit to the truth,
放一些错误的观念进去。
The devil try to put in some false teachings inside them.
但是这个时候这个时候重建圣殿的所罗巴伯，他们是很清楚。
However, Zerubbabel, he was very clear in his mind.
你要跟我们合作 ？No, no, no， 不可以。你跟我们是不一样的。
You try to work together with us? No, no, no. You guys are different from us.
啊，我们第三节讲到呢，我们建造神的殿与你们无干。
And in verse 3, he says that you may do nothing with us to build a house.
所以信仰不同。
So they have different faith.
啊，我们就不能合作。
Since we have different faith, we cannot work together.
啊，信仰不同怎么合作呢
？Because we have different faith, how can we work together?
啊，有一些其他的基督教可能跟我们说啊，我们一起布道啊，联合布道啊。
Some Christian denominations may invite us to have evangel service together.
那怎么样联合布道
？How can we work together to evangelize？
如果只讲耶稣是爱，信耶稣很好很平安，当然是可以联合布道。
If we only talk about Jesus is love, Jesus is good, of course we can do it together.
但是如果我们要讲这些得救的根基。
However, if we to talk about this salvation of the foundation of salvation,
我们开布道会其实一定要讲这些。
Actually, when we have evangelical service, we must talk about these things.
我们开布道会不是只是讲人生很苦啊，要靠耶稣啊，要讲几个见证感动一下。
During our evangelical service, we're not just talking about how bitter the life is, how we need not Jesus Christ.
早期的前辈开布道会啊，就是要悔改。
In the early time when our church evangelized, we telling people you are sinners, you must repent, you must believe in our Jesus, you must receive water baptism. And then we tell them about the difference between our church baptism versus other churches.
一定要求圣灵。
That you must pray for the Holy Spirit.
你没有圣灵，布道会就是要告诉你没有圣灵。
During the evangelical service, we tell them you don't have the Holy Spirit.
小弟去非洲啊，以前有机会去非洲服侍五年。
In the earlier years, when I was in Africa, 5 years.
跟那些老前辈啊，那些传道工人去非洲，每一个乡下布道、城市布道，每天都是讲这个，
when,
讲了五年。
Went to the small town in Africa. We talk about these things for about 5 years.
那些基督徒会听这个很震撼，有一些很震撼。
When some of the Christians, when they heard this, they were shocked.
信了一辈子，不知道怎么洗礼。
Because they believe in Jesus for their whole life, they don't know how to perform water baptism.
不知道要守安息日。
They believe Lord Jesus for their whole lifetime, they don't know how to, need to observe Sabbath.
以为自己有圣灵，结果没有，原来是没有，哇，很震撼。
They thought that they had the Holy Spirit, but they actually don't.
当然不信的就不信嘛，但是哎，神感动他的，哇，他说这个发的这个宝贝呀。
So some Christians they found it very precious.
所以你说道理不同，你怎么样合作
？So if different churches they have different beliefs, how can they work together?
只是上电视唱一首诗，讲一些普通的东西，讲不到这些重点，也没有用啊。
If we during the service, if we only try to sing a hymn and then talk, it's not useful.
所以、啊、魔鬼的工作就是要我们跟别人一样。
So the devil's scheme is try to make us to compromise to be like other people.
所罗伯伯说不，我们跟你不一样。
But here, Zerubbabel he stood up and said, "No, we are different."
魔鬼的第二个工作呢
？So the different second type of
敌人的第二个工作呢，就是要扰乱他们。
The second scheme of the devil is to confuse people.
让他们很恐惧。
So that they feel scared.
第四节。
In verse 4,
那地的民呢，就是在犹大人建造的时候，使他们的手发软，扰乱他们。
Verse 4, and the people of the land tried to discourage the people of Judah. They troubled them in building.
哇，因为他们软的，他们不吃这一套，他不肯合作。
So, they don't like to work together.
好，你不合作，我就破坏你。
Okay, since you don't want to work together, I'm going to destroy you.
我用硬的方法。
I'm going to do it in a hard way.
就是逼迫。
That is to persecute them.
控告。
To accuse them,
扰乱你
to discourage them.
啊，这个就是敌人的第二个工作。
So that's the second scheme of the enemy.
使徒时代他们教会发展的时候
，during the apostolic church when they are developing,
遇到很多的阻力。
They also encounter many oppositions.
那些犹太人呢也反对他们。
A lot of Jewish people they oppose them.
政府也反对他们。
The government also oppose them.
啊，那些犹太人把使徒控告。
So, they accused the apostles.
抓起来。
They catch them.
下到监牢里面。
And put them in prison.
也可能打他们一下。
They may also beat them.
使他们手软。
So that, try to soften them.
我今年三月去沙巴开会的时候。
So during this year, March, I went to Sabah for a meeting.
碰到一位从中国来的长老。
I met with an elder from China.
哦，就很有兴趣问他们说，你们在中国以前的信仰是怎么样保持住的？
So I was very curious. Therefore, I asked him, how did you guys keep your faith in the early years?
在文化大革命的时候，信仰很不自由。
We know that during the China Cultural Revolution, the religious was not.
那他那个时候是个年轻人。
Was not they don't have much freedom.
负责印教会的赞美诗。
So at that time he was still young, and then he was a church board member. He tried to print the hymn book.
在文化大革命的时候，你有一本赞美诗啊，你就 trouble， 你就麻烦了。
During the Cultural Revolution, if you have a hymn book, you will be in a big trouble.
但是我们教会还是那个时候还是地下的聚会，也是需要赞美诗。
However, at that time our church we still have underground service. They still have the hymn book.
他负责安排印，然后偷偷的送到不同的聚会点。
So his duty was to print all the hymn books and to ship to other locations.
有一次在路上被警察抓住。
So there was one time on the way, he was caught by the police.
发现他身上那么多赞美诗。
And the police found that he has so many hymn books in him.
麻烦大了。
He was in big trouble.
然后下在监牢里面。
And the police put him in prison.
被关了好几个月。
He was in prison for a couple of months.
他跟我讲，那时候他是一个年轻人，十七八岁而已。
He was very young, only about 17, 18 years old.
第一次为主耶稣坐牢。
It was his first time put into prison for God.
在监牢里面吃不好。
So in the prison, he didn't have any good food.
睡不好。
He couldn't sleep well.
那些警察给他照灯，给他恐吓说，还要市场教育。
And then the police flashed the light on him and tried to make him compromise.
他一开始心里面真的很害怕。
So in the beginning, he was very scared.
但是感谢主是给他信心。
However, God gave him faith.
不但只是给他信心，当代的教会越逼迫，信心越坚强。
Not only God gave faith to him, God also gave faith to all the church back then.
出来继续为主耶稣做工。
When he came out of the prison, he continued to work for God.
没有因为说被逼迫了就停止。
He didn't stop just because he got caught once.
这个就是克服这种恐惧。
So this is an example of overcoming the fears.
魔鬼要让你恐惧。
So the devil want to make us scared.
但是神让我们克服恐惧。
But God will help us to overcome the fear.
只要你愿意靠神。
As long as we are willing to rely on God.
看诗篇五十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 56.
看完这节我们就结束。
We'll read this before we end.
诗篇五十六篇第三节。
Psalm 56 verse 3.
五十六篇第三节。
Psalm 56 verse 3.
我惧怕的时候要依靠你。
Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you.
你今天在生活当中会有惧怕什么的情况吗？
Today, do we have anything that we fear in our life?
在推展圣工会遇到什么的恐惧吗？
When we try to develop the holy work in church, do you have anything that you're afraid of?
你要持守你的信仰，会有遇到别人的压力吗？
Do we receive pressure when we try to hold on to our faith?
不用害怕。
We shouldn't be afraid.
你害怕的时候要依靠神。
Whenever we're afraid, we should trust in the Lord.
同心祷告。
Let's all pray together.